It's sometimes difficult to forgive someone. In this case, Eva was willing to forgive the perpetrators of murders against her family and thousands of others. However, it was her route to healing. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers, leading the industry in crop nutrient technology, overcoming the challenges you face with innovative solutions. Visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agriliquid.com.
Eva Kaur and her 10-year-old twin sister Miriam were part of experiments conducted by Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele at German death camps.
In Auschwitz, they used 1,500 sets of twins, according to the Auschwitz Museum. Estimated number of survivors between 180 to 250 individuals.
Eva's parents and siblings all lost their lives at Auschwitz. 50 years later, Eva had a chance to meet and visit with Dr. Hans Munch. He was present in Auschwitz when Jews were murdered. He described the nightmare that still haunted him.
People would be told that they're going to take a shower. The shower rooms were cleaned. They would even spread perfume in it so everybody would feel comfortable. Once the shower room was packed, the doors would close hermetically. Dr. Munch was stationed outside.
Eva's time with Dr. Munch was an important turning point. She appreciated his information and his deep regret for not having the power to stop the Nazis. She wanted to do something for him.
How about a letter of forgiveness from me to Dr. Munch? I knew immediately that that was a meaningful gift for him. But what I discovered for myself was life-changing. I discovered that I had the power to forgive. No one could give it to me and no one could take it away. It was all mine.
And that fact empowered her to look at the atrocities in a new light. Her letter of forgiveness to the Nazis did not erase the pain, nor did it erase their guilt. But it helped her realize she had control of her life. That letter, along with Eva's story, is part of a museum she created called Candles Holocaust Museum and Education Center. Traveling the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.